Yeah, so we said yesterday that they wanted to send a letter and the Zionists didn't let them send a letter because it said there that we're not Zionists and we never fought and we're against the fighting and get us out of here. They were in captivity in the Jordanian, by the Jordanians after 1948. At the same time that they didn't want to send the letter over there, you hear me? Yeah. Outside, meaning in Yerushalayim, they didn't really know what's going on with the with people who were captured over there. Right? As time goes by, rumors were going around that they killed them, some were murdered, and the families are asking from the Red Cross to give them a note to know if the people are alive or not. So in Tzad Yotzei Dofen, exceptional move. The captured people were, they stood and they were photographed. Also Shmuel, that he made sure that he made sure that people won't take pictures of him in his life. He took pictures of him, like you see. But very little.
Wasted his face.
For his passport to go to Uman, so he took pictures. But also here he took a picture. Here's a picture of him here. Six people here, five people. To calm down his wife and his family. Yeah, another way, he was able to send some letter to his mother also that everything's okay. Just daven for him. Allah. So between 6 to 9 months, people from the old city that were captured by the Jordanians were stayed there in Jamal, in this captivity place. Yeah, Chafchet in Cheshvan, Tavshin Tet. It's about in October. Shechuru 23 b'neim b'tmura le'21 shmuyim. 23 were relieved. There was exchange between 23 Jews and 21 Arabs. 21 Arabs were brought back to the Jordan. 23 Jews went back. And where did they go live? Those were released. We went back to Yerushalayim, they went to Katamon. Mm-hmm. Katamon, not far from here. Yeah? That was an Arab neighborhood that the Haganah captured. And all the Arabs were so scared and they ran away. And so the Jews caught there. And all people from the old city, they settled over there in Katamon. Mm-hmm. One of the first ones that were released was of David Shech. By the way, I'll tell you a story. I have a friend that is his grandmother. She was in the Paras in Iran. They were from Iran, and every child they had died. Yeah. They didn't have children. So they went to the Rav there where they were the tzaddik, and they said, "What should we do?" So the Rav said, "I don't know, but one thing I can tell you: Eretz Yisrael is as good as to have children." And they were very rich, but they couldn't take anything with them. So they left, they had the properties and everything, and the government didn't let them take anything. And they went on a donkey for months till they reached, they went to Eretz Yisrael. Took them months to get here, and they came here. And when the Arabs left Katamon and all that area, Tabiye, so his grandmother went into one of the houses and stayed there. No, that's what she raised. She decided to raise. She had six children here in the country, by the way, that lived. And she stayed. And then afterwards, the government came and said, "How? Why are you here?" She said, "What? Why am I here? I'm here." "No, you have to leave." She said, "No, I'm not leaving. I'm staying here." So they got to some kind of arrangement for with her that she's paying a very little money every month, and finally she could have the house. The government wanted to take it to itself. Shame. And afterwards, they sold it for a lot of money. Recently, a few years ago, the sheep died already, but their children, a lot. It was a big house, a lot of money in Talbiya. It's like near Chavi. It's very expensive. And you see that she did a seal with nefesh, and she got back everything. Some, yes, some no. Anyways, Rav Davi Shechter was one of the people were released from the captivity. And Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter's son, he says that his father told him that he was so broken hearted, he finished a few times the Likutei Tefillos in captivity time. It's a big book. The Books of Prayer from Rabbi Natan, mm-hmm. It's a big book. A few times he finished it.
Captivity?
Yeah.
Jordanian captivity was not the nicest thing in the world.
No. Also, Moshe Yitzchak Medantzig was the old man. Also, he was there. He was able to get out. And after 3 months, in the beginning of Adar, everyone else was released. Shmuel Shapira, with all the rest of the Anash, were released from the jail. Yeah. What's the first thing of Shmuel did? Before he went to meet his parents, before anything, his wife, his children, 5 children, he said, "Where's the mikvah? I need a mikvah." 9 months to go to the mikvah. The first thing he needed was a mikvah. Then he went to the mikvah, Baruch Hashem. Then he met his wife, his kids. Now, he didn't want to enter the house. He stood outside and he said, "Why aren't you entering the house?" "No." He said, "Why?" He said, "Where's the ksuba? It says that a person can't be yichud with his wife. There's no ksuba. There's no where the ksuba is. Do you remember the big ksuba?" So they told him, don't worry, your wife took the ksuba with her." So I said, "Okay, I'll get into the house." Everything was, I thought, Hashem, every moment. He didn't, no emotions, no nothing, even though he was full of emotions. Hashem. Yeah, first halacha. First thing is halacha. After he saw shortly he met his wife, his kid, he asked permission, "Could I go see my mother now?" And he wanted to see his friend, Rabbi Yitzchak Bender, of course. And then, right away, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He said, "I'm going to meet my Rabbi Shimon, I have to go to Rabbi Shimon." And then they stayed, all the press members there, they stayed in the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And Rabbi Shmuel told once his son Rabbi Shimon, "In those days I went to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai after the captivity, I thought I'm Gan Eden. Gan Eden HaTachton."
What?
He thought he was in Gan Eden.
No.
I think he felt in Gan Eden.
Any pictures of what it was like then?
Where?
Maybe
later.
It's probably nothing there. Probably just
It was there. The building was there.
It was there?
Building? It's very old.
Since when?
How many years? I don't know, a few hundred years.
A few hundred years?
Yeah, 2 or 3, I don't know. Soon if it'll be, I'll show you. Yeah, you can see here the chatzer. It's not nice like it is today. What? At that time, when Yeshua went to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he just disconnected himself completely from the world, mamash, from anything. And one of the Evli that was there, Rabbi Nachman Kanalaski, he said, those were days of joy. I was one of the few people that stayed with Shmuel all the time in Meron. And after a few days, I stayed alone completely. We didn't have any food. Right? Well, like today, that you go to Shimon with a lot of food. Right? And when we reached that situation and there was no food at all, I walked by foot from Meron to Tzfat, not so far, 2-hour walk. And over there, the people on the bakeries, they gave me leftovers of what they had. That's what we ate. He said, this walk to Tzfat, he says, of Nachman Kanalansky. He said, "I felt I have to do for Rav Shmuel, because I knew Rav Shmuel, he's not going to make himself so low to go and bring food for himself. He couldn't bring himself. So I said, I'll go for him." Only after Shmuel, he drank enough water from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, only then he went back to his family. He himself said, you know why I went to Rabbi Shimon? Because there were still a lot of Jews that weren't released by the captivity, so therefore he went to Rabbi Shimon to daven for them. And the truth is that during the time that he davened, they were all released. All the people were captured. What do you say?
For him, Rabbi Shimon was really, he was alive. You know, he physically wasn't.
Right.
He really felt he was alive. So that's where you get spiritual power from him.
Shmuel even came back. He came back, everything was okay and everything, but for the rest of his life, because of that, those 9 months that was lacking food and lacking for his life, he was very weak afterwards. And he had stomach problems the rest of his life because of the captivity in Jordan.
How old is he, was he then?
In captivity?
Right.
He was young, I don't know, mid-20s.
Okay.
Maybe before 30 years old, I think.
Right, he was born in what, 23?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, before 30 years old. He was only 30. One little thing?
The British album captain?
What?
Jordanians.
Oh, the Jordanians.
Yeah. So after all these, one thing of Shmuel said, he didn't waste time telling people how it was, always one thing he said. Nothing I was lacking there, I was lacking nothing over there. The only thing I was lacking was Kivrei Tzadikim in a field.
Like Meir Shem.
No, but he had to crawl on his stomach to get to the shul to at least try and